What is going on, Colts Nation? I am Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast today. Look, Jamal's not going to be with us for the rest of the week, but you got me. I think he's on vacation right now. But let's get right into it. Technically, it isn't draft season for the Indianapolis Colts, but I love to analyze potential prospects that may be coming to Indy in the near future. I should be on the playoffs, of course, but it's never a bad time to theorize what general manager Chris Ballard in the front office is cooking up. Right now, as it stands today, we are projected to pick at number 21, according to Tankathon. Real quick, guys and gals, please remember to like, subscribe, and comment below with your thoughts. Colts Nation, this is the best way to support us. It gets our video out to other passionate Colts fans just like you, and it is completely free. I'm going to assume we're picking at 21 for this first round mock. So just the first round today. We're not going crazy. It'll be a short episode. Now, most may assume that the best way to build around Anthony Richardson is to get him weapons on offense or bolster the offensive line. That's the best way. We got offensive-minded head coach, yada, yada. I agree. I completely agree. But while this may be true, let's take the contrarian approach here. Let's get help on the defensive side of the ball so the offense doesn't have to play from behind for the majority of the game. You remember that comeback Anthony Richardson and the Colts made against the Rams this season? I mean, we were down like 23-0 or something like that. But it shouldn't be like that every single game. Defense wins championships, right? So let's begin. Saw the title. Kool-Aid McKinstry. That's who we're talking about today. We're picking him at 21 if he's available. Kool-Aid, that's a nickname, actually, given by his grandmother. And he replaced it. His old name was JaQuincy. So he kept that nickname. It stuck with him in high school. Look, the Alabama Crimson Tide product. 6'1", about 195 pounds. Size? Check. I mean, he passes the eye test. A versatile and lengthy corner. Robust ball skills. High IQ in terms of route recognition and maintaining leverage. Floor general within the defense. He's out there calling shots. Fluid and explosive hips. Press coverage, A+. Do I need to say any more? You all should be enticed by everything I just said about this guy. Check the film out on Kool-Aid. He is the real deal. True cornerback one potential. Lockdown. He should be the first cornerback off the board. And I'm hoping he doesn't get picked up until we come around with our draft pick. Now, we're 21. It could fluctuate from here on then. I assume we'll probably go down even lower, so like 23, 24, just because I think the Colts, will win out. But look, if Gus Bradley is with us in 2024, this dude can thrive in zone coverage like he has at Alabama. In college, he's been so exceptional at reacting to what the quarterback does. Zone coverage, you have to be able to react. I mean, that's what it is. Man coverage, you just stick to your man like glue. Got to be very physical, athletic. Zone, you play a specific zone, and you have options to that zone. So scheme fit is crazy here, I believe. 22 pass deflections over the last two seasons. It's really good. That's impressive. He's forcing incompletions. That's what we need. We need to make this secondary strong. We do. Reminds me of when we had Stephon Gilmore, who I said was going to be the most impactful player of 2022. And I still believe he was. I mean, he single-handedly won us a few of the games. Those tight games. That Denver Broncos game, that ugly game on Thursday Night Football. Y'all remember that? What about against the Raiders? Tight coverage against Devontae Adams on the last play of the game. Boom. I'm telling you, a lockdown corner, in my opinion, can change everything. Oh, did I mention he adds value on special teams as a phenomenal punt returner? Forgot to mention that. So a very versatile guy whether he's playing zone or man coverage. I know we play a lot of zone. We do. We don't blitz a lot. We play a lot of zone. But he, jack of all trades, man. And I think it's imperative that the Colts look for another young corner in the draft, even if it's not the first round. Although if we're put in this situation right here, this little mock, I'm taking Kool-Aid McKinstry. I want to have a lockdown corner in the coming years. And drafting one in the first round, I believe that yields the highest chance of that being so. I know we got Juju Brents, but he's been rather unhealthy. Haven't got to see much of him. And you have to think about, you know, we got Jalen Jones, six-round pick. We have Darrell Baker Jr. Our cornerback depth is not crazy. So this is not out of the ordinary to draft another corner here very high, very early to make this secondary even better. But look, let me know what you all think. This is just one first round mock. I wanted to look at some potential prospects, and I think Kool-Aid McKinstry is a great one for the Indianapolis Colts. That's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. We'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all, take care.